USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The state of Washington is considering expanding voluntary cancellations of events and gatherings as the coronavirus continues to spread in the state. Governor Jay Inslee on CBS's Face the Nation.
Comic-Con's been postponed. We have a number of school closures. We are contemplating some next steps, particularly to protect our vulnerable populations in our nursing homes and like. And we are looking to determine whether mandatory measures are required.
The director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, Anthony Fauci, spoke on NBC on who needs to protect themselves.
The question is, if you're a vulnerable person, take it seriously, because particularly when you have community spread, you may not know at any given time that there are people who are infected.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 Silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to FinestKnown.com.
Presidential candidate Bernie Sanders has been campaigning pretty hard in Michigan. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
Michigan is the most delegate-rich of the states holding primaries on Tuesday, and Sanders needs a win in Michigan to stay competitive with frontrunner Joe Biden in the Democratic race. Campaigning in Dearborn, Sanders vowed to increase Democratic turnout by drawing younger voters and minorities.
Donald Trump will be defeated because the American people, no matter what their political view may be, understand we cannot have a pathological liar in the White House.
Sanders reportedly canceled plans to campaign in Mississippi over the weekend so he could focus on Michigan. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
After ending her bid for the presidency last December, Senator Kamala Harris has announced her endorsement of Joe Biden. All of the former candidates have endorsed him, except Tom Steyer and Elizabeth Warren. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A major music festival in Texas has been canceled due to the coronavirus. USA's John Hunt has the story.
The mayor of Austin, Texas, Steve Adler, declared a disaster due to the coronavirus outbreak, a move that resulted in the cancellation of a big music festival.
I've gone ahead and declared a local disaster in the city, and associated with that, have issued an order that effectively cancels South by Southwest for this year.
The annual event brings thousands of visitors to the city for conferences centered around the discussion on technology, media, music, sports, education, and video gaming. There's also a major film festival and the music festival. The conference, which had been scheduled for March 13th to the 22nd, has grown to become one of the most well-known events in the U.S. The two-week draw in 2019 brought 417,000 visitors from 106 countries. According to a report released by South by Southwest, the event brought $356 million to the city's economy.
The Illinois Supreme Court has rejected actor Jussie Smollett's request to dismiss a case in which he's accused of falsely reporting that he was a victim of a racist and homophobic attack near his Chicago home. The court on Friday also refused to remove a special prosecutor who filed the charges. Smollett pleaded not guilty last month to a six-count grand jury indictment in the case. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.